ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Russia's leader once again vowing to use nuclear weapons if his country is threatened.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying Vladimir Putin has made similar nuclear threats.
Russia's nuclear rhetoric has been reckless and irresponsible throughout this conflict. It is Russia that brutally invaded Ukraine without provocation.
President Biden insists he will not send American troops to fight in Ukraine, something Mr. Putin says would justify considering nuclear weapons. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Putin is expected to win a fifth term in this weekend's elections in Russia. The House passing a bipartisan bill to limit or ban access to TikTok in the U.S. Lawmakers say the China-backed company poses a national security threat. The Senate will vote next. In Southern California, heavy rains leading to more mudslides and landslides. This time, three homes in Sherman Oaks near L.A. are sliding. And the biggest snowstorm in Denver could dump up to a foot of snow there. This is ABC News. Since the 1999 Columbine shooting, most schools hold active shooter drills. But new research shows children can also be traumatized by those drills that are too realistic. Now there's a movement in California to change that.
A majority of schools in the U.S. now conduct some form of an active shooter drill. But in many places, there are few rules on how far those drills can go. Sometimes they're unannounced, even with gunfire sounds. Irina Marie Williams went through an unannounced drill she thought was real.
I texted my mom goodbye, just in case anything was to happen.
And so now California lawmakers will consider a bill that would limit what schools can do. Simulated gunfire would be banned, and parents would have to be given notice before a drill. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Another chance to win tonight's Powerball jackpot, worth an estimated $559 million. But if you don't win, you still have another chance to strike it rich. Friday's Mega Millions prize, $792 million. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News, sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. For tonight, lows around 40, east winds 10 to 15 with rain likely at times. And Thursday, look for rainy skies, or excuse me, for rainy conditions, highs in the upper 40s. Northeast winds 15 to 20, gusts as high as 25. It is 67 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care, and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. With fire danger at critical levels in Wisconsin, the DNR said there were 17 wildfires yesterday, burning nearly 100 acres across the state. Most of the fires were in south-central and southwestern Wisconsin, where high temperatures, low humidity, and breezy conditions create a high risk of fire spreading. The DNR is asking people to limit outdoor burning while the risk of wildfires is high. The state has had 216 wildfires so far this year. At this point last year, Wisconsin had 7 wildfires reported. April typically starts the sneezing season, but it's moved in earlier with these record-breaking temperatures. Pollen levels have spiked sooner than normal, causing itchy eyes, runny, and stuffy noses. An allergist at UW Health says over-the-counter long-acting histamines, Zyrtec, Claritin, Allegra, are probably preferred options over Benadryl because they work longer and they don't make you as drowsy. Nasal steroids and nasal saline also help with allergy symptoms. Area clerks are reminding people today is the last day to register online or by mail to vote in the April 2nd election. You need to prove your eligibility to vote and your residency and either send in the forms to your local clerk's office or register online at My Vote Wisconsin. After today, you have to register in person with your local clerk at an in-person absentee voting site or on election day at your polling place. State Senator Howard Markline said he's appreciative of the collaboration behind several of his bills passing as the final day of the state legislature's floor session wrapped up yesterday. Markline, the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, had a big hand in shaping the state budget and other important legislation.
I'm very proud of my work on behalf of the 17th Senate District this session. Five of my bills completed the legislative process today. During this legislative session, the legislature passed 25 bills that I authored, including the state budget.
Markline also helped author the bill that changes how electric vehicle charging stations can be set up across the state, worked on multiple bills addressing the state's tax code, and wrote a constitutional amendment question to be asked on ballots in August. A theft was reported in the city of Lancaster. The Lancaster Police Department has issued a crime alert stating that a homeowner had been away between hospitals and care facilities since January 1st. When he returned home Tuesday, he found 14 guns, multiple collector's set of coins, and multiple coin jars missing or stolen. One firearm has been identified as a Charles Daly Model 500 12 gauge. The Lancaster Police Department had a report of a robbery in the same neighborhood December 1st that had coins stolen, but no leads were found. The department now believes these two cases are connected. If you have information or questions regarding these cases, please contact Officer Brecker at the Lancaster Police Department. The Richland Center Intermediate School will be holding an event Friday that you can put your walking or running shoes on to help raise money. Michelle Lewis is the title reading instructor at RCIS.
So we're having our second annual RCIS St. Patrick's Day 5K. It's a run walk. A lot of people get nervous about it because they don't participate in these events, but you can run it, you can walk it. There's even a good turnaround point if you don't want to do the whole 5K because it's 3.1 miles. So we're excited to do it again.
The course the participants will be running and walking has changed from last year.
Last year, we crossed at the stoplights, and the police department wasn't extremely excited about that. So this year, it's going to be on the bike trail, and then we're going to turn right and keep going up and then go kind of around like the Ramada area. So you stay on the sidewalk. It'll be super safe.
Money raised will go to two recipients in memory of a beloved individual who died this past year. Kathy Maloney is the title math instructor at RCIS.
This year's event goes towards the Lance Maloney Memorial Scholarship and Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin. We are doing a split between the two. As many know, my son Lance died on April 6th of last year due to aortic dissection. So he had a hole in his heart. And so we lost him very tragically and suddenly. So this year, Michelle came up with this fabulous idea of doing this. And so we're excited to do this.
Lance was a member of one of the recipients doing what he loved to do.
Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin became part of our family because of the support from them. And so we want part of the money to go to them for their programming. I know that the show is coming this summer and this fall. As far as in Community Players, we know what they are and we're excited for those. And I'm excited that we can help with that and help bring that to fruition because Lance loved the theater. He adored it. And that was one of his pastimes.
The other recipient will benefit students involved in what Lance enjoyed taking part in while in school.
The scholarship will be two $500 scholarships this year. It is my hope that those high school students that are graduating that have been involved in band, choir, and theater are going to be the recipients of those. Lance's priority in school wasn't always his grades. And so while GPA will be considered, that isn't my priority. But his priority was that he loved choir with Miss Kintz. He loved band with Mr. Jeff Behrens. And he loved theater. And he was under the direction of Michelle Goebel many times. And he loved his theater, both community and locally and in high school. And so that's just something where we're going with that.
Michelle Lewis says that there will be no charge to be a part of the event.
Last year we had a registration fee. This year it is free to sign up. And then people can donate either ahead of time by writing a check to RCIS PATT, or they can just show up with cash, or they don't have to donate. But we just thought doing it for free this year more as like a family fun event and a community event would be a good idea. We would prefer pre-registration because we do want to have goodie bags for each participant. But if you show up and you're not pre-registered, we will definitely welcome you.
The RCIS Second Annual St. Patrick's Day 5K Run Walk will be held Friday at the Richland Center Intermediate School. Registration begins at 4:30 with the walk starting at 5 and the run beginning at 5:20. Everyone is welcome to take part. The Corned Beef Convoy will be busy Friday as Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center will be serving its annual St. Patrick's Meal. Christine Schmidt is the Development Coordinator at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
On Friday, March 15th, Schmidt Woodland Hills is going to be serving a corned beef meal that includes cabbage, red potatoes, carrots, rye bread, and a shamrock cookie. The cost is $10, and we're using this as a fundraiser, and we will serve from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Orders can be phoned in or emailed, or you can stop in at the front entrance of Schmidt Woodland Hills. And then on Friday the 15th from 10 to 2, we will do deliveries to downtown local businesses. People can stop in and pick up their meal if they're interested in that option. Sorry, we don't do home deliveries. That's something we're not able to provide.
Money raised will go toward an upgrade at the facility that will be beneficial for many of the residents.
The proceeds that we're going to get from this event will go to making the residents the coolest seniors in Richland County. And people may ask what that means. And I can tell you that we have an HVAC upgrade project coming up, and we're going to be upgrading our independent living apartments, moving away from window-style air conditioners and going to what they call mini splits. And then we're also going to be replacing some rooftop units that were installed in the 1990s. So we're getting ready to do those upgrades for our residents, and this is a way to help support that.
To place an order, email christine.schmidt@schmidtwoodlandhills.com or bill.bartlett@schmidtwoodlandhills.com. You can also phone 608-647-8931 or stop by Schmidt Woodland Hills. If you are a business and did not receive a form to have the corned beef convoy deliver, or if you are an individual who would like more information, forms and information can be found on the Schmidt Woodland Hills Facebook page. The River Valley Players will be presenting the musical A Year with Frog and Toad Saturday and Sunday with three more presentations, Friday, March 22nd through Sunday, March 24th. The production is based on Arnold Lobel's stories of beloved best friends, Frog and Toad. Cast members made up of community members and students who will be performing in A Year with Frog and Toad include Aaron Millville as Frog and Bob Willoughby will portray Toad. River Valley Players' presentation of the musical A Year with Frog and Toad will be Saturday at 2 and 7, Sunday at 2, Friday, March 22nd and Saturday, March 23rd at 7, and Sunday, March 24th at 2 at the Guard Theater in Spring Green. Cost of admission is $15 for ages 12 and older and $10 for children. Tickets can be purchased in advance at Century 21 or online at rivervalleyplayers.org. The Pine River Bike Trail from Richland Center to Gotham is closed Monday through Thursday from 6:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. until further notice. The closure is due to county workers doing tree and shrub removal. Today's winner of $75 in the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 calendar raffle is Shirley Jewell of Richland Center on ticket number 90.
The Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship Fundraiser is next Saturday, March 23rd, with registration at 11. Bags will fly at noon. Located at Wisconsin Riverside Resort, pre-registration recommended. Call or text Nicole at 412-5788 or Bill at 588-5156. Entry fee, $20 per team. Bring your bags and a partner. Double elimination, 6 games guaranteed. Absolutely no ghosts allowed. Bring a partner. If you don't have a partner, let them know. There may be someone else looking for one as well. Saturday, March 23rd, the bags fly for a great cause. The Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship is given to selected graduates of River Valley High School attending a vocational or technical college. Great times and a great event. See you next Saturday at Wisconsin Riverside Resort starting at 11 a.m.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Helen Tenney, 88, of Richland Center, died March 4th after a short stay at Scala Nursing Home in Stoughton. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 5 until 7, and again Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the First Baptist Church or Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Helen Tenney, 88, of Richland Center. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46, of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 5 until 7, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46, of Richland Center. Raymond V. Haride, 85, of Richland Center, died Monday at Southwest Health Center in Platteville. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Raymond V. Haride, 85, of Richland Center. John Jeffrey Jack Stevens, 75, of Spring Green, died March 2nd at SSM St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday from 1 to 5 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. John Jeffrey Jack Stevens, 75, of Spring Green. Geraldine L. Felton, 83, of Richland Center, died yesterday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday, March 23rd at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held at the Fancy Creek Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, March 23rd from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Geraldine L. Felton, 83, of Richland Center.
Simon's Recreation Complex teaches swimming lessons for babies through adults. The goal is to have all children and adults comfortable, safe, and having fun in the water. All swimming classes are held in the heated indoor pool. Sign up is on now for group lessons. Learn to Swim classes are offered for all ages. Cost for an 8-week session of Learn to Swim classes is $40 for members, $75 for non-members. A child may also participate in the Every Child a Swimmer program, which provides lessons for only $10 once per year. Cost should never be a reason a child doesn't learn how to swim. Call Simon's Recreation Complex at 647-8522 or view our classes online at simonsrec.com. Classes start the week of March 26th. Remember, every child should learn to swim.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Hope you got outside and soaked up the sunshine while we had it as high temperatures soared again to nearly tapping 70 degrees and enjoying the unseasonable warmth before, yes, it all comes to an end tonight. So here's what's happening. We have a Colorado low that's moving in and targeting northern Illinois. As the system strikes, it'll start off as spotty scattered showers, which some of them have a potential to be storms and could actually be severe at times. So don't be shocked if you hear rumbles of thunder overnight or even some hail as well. In fact, the Storm Prediction Center has put us in a marginal risk for storms to turn strong to severe. After the initial hit, we'll see more widespread heavy rain throughout the afternoon that will eventually wind down by the evening. Now, it may be a dark and dreary day, but we need every drop of rain as the state is in a drought. And of course, we want to rid that wildfire risk too. Unfortunately, though, winds are going to get breezy and temperatures are going to be suppressed to the upper 40s tomorrow, which will probably feel more like the low 40s. This might be a shock to the system after 70s. So I hope you didn't pack the coats away just yet, because old man winter still has some tricks up his sleeve. In fact, we fall below freezing tomorrow night, and by Friday, yeah, we may hit 50 degrees under mostly sunny skies, but don't get your hopes up too high. Saturday will be under partly sunny skies and breezy conditions, so it'll feel like the upper 40s, and by Sunday, we get smacked with a cold front. Let me tell you what's going to happen. Chances for snow strike, winds get breezy, and highs, well, they stay in the upper 30s. We have a potential for some light accumulations of snowfall, and those flurries could be flying around into Monday morning, too. And that's when real reality sets in. That's when we actually fall below our average high temperatures into the low to mid 30s. Get ready for a wild weather 180. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is a cloudy 67 degrees, 68 being our high today, our morning low 31. Yesterday, we had a high of 71 and no precipitation. The record high for this day, 70, set in 2007, while a record low of 15 below was set in 1956. Last year on this day, our high was 32 and our low 21. Sunset today will be at 7:05, sunrise tomorrow at 7:16. No precipitation yet. The barometer holding steady at 29.82, and east winds are at 5. Again, it's 67 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. WRCO's Phil Nee has more all-conference news.
Richland Valley All-Conference Boys Basketball Selections. First team All-Conference includes Landon Pedretti of DeSoto, a senior. Ithaca Juniors, Channing Brown and Sammy Clary. North Crawford Junior, Andrew Munson. And Wazika Steuben sophomore, Cooper Lummis. Second team All-Conference, Mason Zink, DeSoto, a senior. Kickaboo senior, Rye Gerke. A senior from Lafarge, Hayden Fowle. North Crawford sophomore, Colin Jacobus. Seneca Junior Dawson Davidson and Weston Junior Garrett Jennings. The honorable mention players: Ithaca sophomore Devin Eim, Kickaboo sophomore Malachi McCauley, Carter Emler, a junior with North Crawford, and Isaac Jennings, a sophomore for Weston High School. The sportsmanship team included DeSoto junior Harris Kruger, Ithaca senior Micah Salisbury, Kickaboo sophomore Malachi McCauley, Lafarge senior Gavin Lee, Liam Elton from North Crawford, a senior, Seneca junior Reggie George, Alex Manning Wazika Steuben, a senior, and Logan Bingham, a senior from Weston. Ithaca and North Crawford tied for the co-conference championship, both with 12-2 records. DeSoto finished third at 10-4. Seneca and Wazika Steuben were both 7-7. Kickapoo went 5-9. Lafarge 2-12, and Weston 1-13. The coach of the year was Chris Wettstein of North Crawford. And the player of the year, Ithaca junior Channing Brown, who surpassed 1,000 points in his high school career over the course of this past season. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency.
In a Richland Center Church League volleyball tournament play from yesterday in Division B, the Mission defeated top-seeded Beulah Wesleyan in the first match, 2-0. They also blanked Beulah 2-0 in the second match to win the championship. Beulah Wesleyan places second. Boscobel Assembly of God finished third. And also, in or last week, Hidden Valley Community One took the Division A championship. Avoca Bible Church One placed second, and Richland Baptist Temple One finished third. So, just a little update there. And in Division C, Richland Baptist Temple 2 defeated top-seeded Grace Community 2 in the first match 2 games to 1. In the second match, Grace Community 2 pulled out 2 games to 1 win for the championship. Baptist Temple 2 places second, and Richland Baptist Temple 4 placed third. The Kansas City Chiefs have restructured quarterback Patrick Mahomes' contract, a person familiar with the AP said. The restructuring frees up more than $21 million in salary cap space that the Chiefs can use elsewhere. This could include a much-publicized pursuit of help at wide receiver, their need for a new left tackle to protect Mahomes' blind side, or in re-signing their own free agents. And there is a bridge that runs from Tommy John and Dr. Frank Jobe in 1974 all the way to Justin Verlander and Bryce Harper, a thread that connects an increasing number of baseball's biggest stars. Almost 50 years ago, on September 25th, 1974, Jobe reconstructed a torn collateral ligament in John's left arm. It was a pioneering achievement that was for Jobe and a lifeline for John, who went from a career-ending injury to 14 more years in the majors. Going on right now, the Milwaukee Brewers are taking on the White Sox, and the White Sox lead 10-3. That game on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Get ready for the 15th annual Avoca St. Patrick's Day Parade on Saturday, March 16th at 1 o'clock p.m. Featuring members of the University of Wisconsin Marching Band. Parade lineup is at the Village Hall at 401 Wisconsin Street and follows the route from South 4th Street to Front Street. For a shamrock and good time, see you there!
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Save big during the annual filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel, now through March 15th. Hi, this is John. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on Napa Gold filters. We'll have hydraulic oil and grease on sale too, plus many unadvertised specials. Don't miss it, the filter sale, now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Our great deals this month include, from the 13th to the 25th, our purchase Clark or Royal Paint, any size, and get the next one half off of equal or lesser value. Also buy a $50 gift certificate and you will receive a $10 one for yourself. So stop in at our Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse to get these and many other deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Cattle were higher Wednesday. Soybeans, corn, and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insights from company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen in today. Soybeans closed mixed. Brazil's harvest is about 60% complete, while development weather looks mostly favorable for much of Argentina. Brazil continues to hold the price advantage on the export market, limiting demand for U.S. beans. May soybeans are up 3/4 at 11.96 and 3/4. July was 1 3/4 higher at 12.10 and a quarter. May soybean meal was down $2.80 at 3.36.40. May soybean oil was up 75 points at 48.57. Corn was mixed, watching development conditions in South America with the chance of a drier and medium-term pattern for parts of Brazil. Export demand for corn for ethanol use remain ahead of USDA projections. May corn was down a half at 441 and a quarter. July was a quarter lower at 453 and a half. And wheat was mostly lower. Global wheat prices were mostly lower ahead of the U.S. session with another drop in Russia, which continues to control the export market. Forecasts do have much-needed rain and even snow this week in parts of the plains. May Chicago was down 3 1/4 at 544 and a quarter. May Kansas City was 9 3/4 lower at 587 and a half. May Minneapolis wheat at midweek was down 8 1/2 at 663 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were higher, optimistic about this week's direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner has more on that in just a couple of moments. April live was up $1.67 at $189.92. June was $2.10 higher at $186.05. April feeders were up $1.72 at $255.85. May feeders were $1.90 higher at $258.60. And nearby hogs were down. Deferred months were up on spread trade, profit taking, and questions about sustained demand. Pork was weak at midday. April lean was down 47 at 84.87. June was 47 lower at 101.72. Megan Grebner has your full look at cash livestock after this.
This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitech and Veltima fungicide from BASF.
After the devastation from tar spot a few years ago, we've become more of a proactive approach to our fungicide program. We use mostly on the soybeans, we use some Revitech. And the Veltima mainly on the corn. I mean, I was driving combine and all of a sudden you'd go along and it was just like turn from brown, black corn into just this white, perfect case scenario and pretty amazing. It made us a big believer in the fungicide program for sure. Veltima and Revitech are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Wednesday. Bids were elusive. Some early asking prices were reported in the South at $187 live. Dress bids in parts of Nebraska were floated around $300. Box beef closed mixed. Choice down 77 cents at $309.82. Select closed $1.44 higher at $301.04. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head. That's down 6,000 on the weekend, down a little more than 6,000 on the year. Cash hog Hogs into the day higher with a solid negotiated run. Barrels and gilts at the national 92 cents with a weighted average of 78.27. The Iowa Minnesota closed 58 cents higher with a weighted average of 78.42. And the Western Corn Belt closed 97 cents higher with a weighted average of 78.32. Pork values closed lower, down 63 cents at 91.84. And estimated hog slaughter was 493,000 head, up 5,000 on the week and up about 13,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchi Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchi Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Harchi Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Some members of Congress have different expectations for when a new farm bill can be passed. Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance tells Brownfield another one-year extension of a farm bill is not out of the question.
I think there's a small chance, yeah, that we would extend it into 2025, do another year-long extension, and then try to sort of get the five-year extension done in 25.
More news is next.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Economist says some of Ukraine's grain exports have increased in recent months. Allendale chief strategist Rich Nelson tells Brownfield the country is offering prices that are much cheaper than the U.S. and Brazil.
Right now, Ukraine grain can be purchased and shipped out here in this case with a discount of anywhere from $10 to roughly $18 per metric ton.
John Deere has announced a round of layoffs at its facility in Ankeny, Iowa. Company officials tell Brownfield approximately 150 production employees at John Deere Des Moines Works will be placed on indefinite layoff effective over April and May. U.S. ethanol production trickled lower last week while stocks got a little tighter. Production averaged 1,024,000 barrels a day, the lowest since late January, and a decline of 33,000 on the week, but a rise of 10,000 on the year. More news at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Tools for better grass and broadleaf weed control. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with TriVolt on Brownfield. TriVolt contains three active ingredients that help farmers control a wide variety of key grass and broadleaf weeds. And this Managing for Profit, Dominic Hoffman and John Buell, both with Bayer, talk about feedback from 2023 and what they're looking forward to this year. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
When we told growers that Bayer Premium Trivolt herbicide for corn delivers visibly clean fields for up to 8 weeks, they were a bit skeptical.
We'll see how it works.
So we decided to prove it. We set up cameras in multiple cornfields, treated them with Trivolt, and filmed for 24 hours a day. For 8 weeks, we saw a variety of weather conditions, and Trivolt worked. See for yourself at TriVoltInAction.com. Trivolt is a restricted-use pesticide. Consult your state pesticide regulator for specific restrictions. Read and follow pesticide label directions.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Contains three active ingredients for better weed control. Dominic Hoffman is the asset and product manager for herbicides North America for Bayer.
One is thiocarbazone methyl, which is more a grass herbicide. Then we have flufenacet as a group 15 in there, and then we have isoxaflutol as well. So if you combine those three active ingredients together, you really have a powerful product that can take you almost all the way to canopy if you really apply it right. Of course, we always suggest, or we always advise, please listen and adhere to the labels, but Trivolt is your product to go.
John Buell, North America Technical Manager, Select Herbicides with Bayer, says they had great feedback from growers.
We need to get some moisture to get those pre-emergent herbicides activated, and so that was a challenge this year for a lot of the production geography. Trivolt, what we're able to see is that even with that shortage of moisture, we were able to see great performance across a really wide geography in the corn states. And so we were quite happy with it. And that's due to the combination, we'll say, of the three active ingredients in the premixture.
Hoffman tells Brownfield growers are excited for the 2024 growing season.
Putting product on ground again, we had a great time. We had a lot of product sold into the market. There was a lot of uptake. So we are very happy to see that drive on the product. Now, what we've also learned, we've looked at all the products availability, how we offer it in terms of pack sizes. So what we are doing now in this year is we are piloting a bulk product of Trivolt. So just to offer the grower even more convenience, have those big tanks for customer applicators just ready to fill and go, and piloting this now in the upcoming season, and then have that commercially available for model year 25 going forward.
Buell says herbicide resistance continues to be a challenge for farmers, but TriVolt provides solutions.
Having three built-in modes of action with TriVolt, with the addition, if you again say tank mix atrazine, you know, getting that fourth mode of action, to me that is convenience right in one solution. You combine that also with what I would consider a very favorable use rate compared to, you know, some of the other higher use rate products in the market. As a lot of the market tends to want to co-apply their pre-emergent herbicides with other things in the tank, having a favorable use rate like we have with TriVolt is really convenient.
To learn more, visit TriVoltInAction.com. I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with TriVolt on Brownfield.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
It's 19 minutes away from 6 o'clock as we're going to head back to hear some great music continuing on this evening. I'm Bo Hendricks with you for a little while longer. Also, this weekend, a reminder that the 15th annual Avoca St. Patrick's Day Parade will be Saturday at 1. Parade lineup will begin at the Village Hall. Here's Kane Brown with Heaven.
This is perfect. Come kiss me one more time. I couldn't dream this up, even if I tried. You and me in this moment feels like magic, don't it? I'm right where I wanna be. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Lying next to you in this bed with you, I ain't convinced, 'cause I don't know how, I don't know how heaven could be better than this. I swear you're an angel sent to this world. What did I do right to deserve you, girl? I could stay here forever. I'd be fine if we never had to even leave this room. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Kiss me one more time.
Hey, farm boy. dropping that plow, baling that hay, feeding them cows from the rooster crow till another long day is gone. Country on. Hey, Big Rick, keep clocking in miles, pulling that horn, making us smile, rolling that load down the road all night long. Country on. Hey, cowboy, keep slinging that rope, eating that dirt, wearing that gold, break a leg rodeo, but just don't break no bones. Country on. Hey, barkeep, about another round, keep the neon lit in this crazy town, just pour a little more. Country on. Country on. Yeah. Country on. Hey, firemen, boys and girls in blue, we could sure use a lot more like you. You come running in anytime anything goes wrong. Country on. Hey, soldier, wherever you might be, hats off to keeping us free. All our thoughts and prayers till you get back home. Country on. Hey, hometown, keep throwing that ball, raise them outside, hang a fish on the wall. They only stay a little so long, so love them up strong. Country on. I say, hey, hey, USA, we ain't seen our better days. Hell no, hey y'all. Country on. Country on. Chasing them dreams, keep on with your songs till the whole world singing along. Country on. I say, hey, hey, USA, we ain't seen our better days. Hell no, hey y'all. Country on.
The Bloomington Livestock Exchange hosts RedFest Sunday, March 24th. The 2024 Red Angus Sale features over 45 registered bulls, over 200 commercial females, including cows, bred heifers, open heifers. The sale kicks off at 1 p.m. For catalog information, visit redfestsale.com. Online bidding will be available at dvauction.com and cattleusa.com. Mark your calendars now to be part of the 6th annual RedFest Sale at the Bloomington Livestock Exchange, Sunday, March 24th at 1 p.m.
Ever wonder what's around the next corner? Past the trees. Into the canyons. Over the mountains. Or through the desert. That's where adventure lives. Take a Nissan SUV and go find it.
Good afternoon, this is Andy from Equity Livestock. We have a feeder sale tomorrow. Here's some of our consignments. We got 2025 head, Shorthorn, Hereford Cross steers and heifers, 400 to 600 pounds. 5 to 10 Holstein steers, 400 to 450. 8 to 15 crossbred steers and heifers, 800 to 1,000 pounds, shots off a dairy program. 4 to 8 Holstein steers, 8 to 850, shots on feed. 5 to 10 Hereford steers, 600, 650 pounds, shots on some feed, 10 to 15 Holstein Fleck V cross steers, 5 to 600 pounds, and 15 to 20 Holstein and Holstein cross steers, 300 to 600 pounds. We also have some other ones called in, smaller consignments. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we're open until 7 o'clock tonight and open up at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Good luck and hope to see you at the sale.
The Ithaca Lions will host a pancake benefit breakfast for Arlene Elvin on March 17th at Ithaca High School Commons. From 7 until 12:30, savor a delicious menu featuring pancakes, ham, gluten-free options on request, cheese, scrambled eggs, applesauce, and a choice of white or chocolate milk. Adult tickets $10, students $5, and preschoolers eat for free. Explore the bake sale and silent auction for more delightful surprises. To donate to the sale or auction, please call Gina Lorenz at 604-7980 or Julie Brandt at 495-0919. Come together for a morning of community compassion and pancakes at the Ithaca Lions Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser, March 17th.
It's here, the annual spring filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscoville. Take up to 65% off list price now through the 15th on legendary Napa Gold filters, air filters, fuel filters, you name it, filters for your car, truck, lawnmower, tractor, heavy equipment, and so much more. With prices this low, everyone can have a filter, especially those that have no filter. Don't miss it, the filter sale now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscoville.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Just a few minutes away from the 6 o'clock hour, and it just finished up. The Brewers fall to the White Sox 15-4 today in spring training action. Yikes. Well, it is spring training, so they're still learning. They're still getting their footing. So we're not yet at the regular season, so a loss here and there, as long as it's a learning experience, that seems all right.
Start work down on the river today. And for Joe and me, it's some pretty good pay. Now I was counting on him to be at the dock by 10. A week's pay says he's still at home, 'cause the boy's in his own time zone. I'm awaiting. Time flies fast and he is slower than I told him over and over. Now don't you be late. Oh, but like always, I'm just sitting on gold and waiting on Joe. Not on board, and who's not there? Once that whistle blows down the mighty river it rolls, man, if I could be more like that, I'd get on with my life and never look back. Instead of waiting on Joe, what do you know? Time flies fast and he is slow. And win.
cause he's running behind. Now I'm not one to worry, but I've got a real bad feeling this time. And one old boy said, hey, Joe, never slow down. He tried to beat that morning train. My life will never be the same. I didn't even tell my brother goodbye. Lord, I wish somehow he could send me a sign. Yeah, I'm a-waiting on Joe. Oh, what do you know? Time flies fast and he is slower than I told him over and over. Now don't you be late. Oh, but like always, I'm just sitting on go and waiting on Joe. Waiting on Joe.
T-shirts in my closet that you bought me. At this point I can't unlearn the things you taught me about myself.
You pick the music when I'm driving. Your mom always takes my side when you fight me. And these days my dog likes you more than he likes me. You can just tell. So what am I supposed to unlisten to every song written? Take you out of every melody. You know my secrets, my demons, and I know your weaknesses, all of your doubts and your dreams. So we can't break up now. No, we can't break up now.
Can't break up.